let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. What happens when the only culture and lifestyle you've ever known is removed and you must depend totally on Jesus to make the many decisions involved in living life and raising your children? Living in a modern world with which they were unfamiliar, these are the challenges faced by the authors of His Grace Found Me. In her story, Leona Cohen Nichols continues the events begun in her first book, All Other Loves Flee, which recounts the conflict in the hearts of her and her husband as they try to live out their understanding of the Bible. It would culminate with the excommunication of four family members baptized into the Church of God in Christ Mennonite. They struggled for 19 months with one question. Would they continue as part of their unique culture and faithfully follow the traditions of the church, or would they make Jesus the Lord of their lives? Having been raised in an ultra-conservative environment, they had little concept of how the outside world lived. Leona Cohen Nichols, author of His Grace Found Me, Finding Freedom in Christ, is our guest on This Week in America. Leona, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
This is a really remarkable story, and I'm looking forward to having you discuss it today. Let's start with the beginning. Let's go back and talk about being born into the church and describe that. And you thought that this was going to be forever, didn't you? You did not go into this looking for a change.
Oh, absolutely. Every person born into a Haldeman Mennonite family knows that they have to be in that church for the rest of their lives or they're not going to go to heaven. And so that was the concept that I received fairly early in life. However, fortunately, my parents were not as legalistic as some were. My father was a deacon, but a good, kind man. My mom was a wonderful mom, and she would read to us all kinds of books. You know, yes, the Bible story books, but also, you know, Little Men, Little Women, you know, all of the Pollyanna books.
Yes.
So we got a little bit of a concept of what life on the outside was like.
How did this change for you? What were the circumstances that led to all of the stories that unfold in your book, His Grace Found Me?
Well, isn't it strange how unexpected things lead to change?
Yeah, exactly.
We had a friend who got married to a girl from Oklahoma, and she was having a hard time getting acquainted with people in our congregation at Livingston, and her husband was concerned about her making friends and feeling at home because our church was more legalistic than the one she was used to. And so we decided to have five young couples over for an evening of just fellowship. You know, we sit around the table and talk. We'd maybe do some singing, which is very common among the Haldemans. And it would be just a fun evening. But somewhere along the line, one of the couples suggested that we have some prayer time. And I was a little bit surprised because, first of all, women generally don't pray in public. And even just to suggest that was a little strange. But he came from a congregation, this couple came from a congregation up north. And they were, in their congregation, they were starting to have home Bible studies, which is really forbidden in most Haldeman homes. But So they had home Bible studies and after that some prayer time, and things were happening. They were coming to see that Jesus was real and was involved in their daily lives in a way they hadn't experienced before. So when he made this suggestion, I said, well, yeah, I guess we can. And so he suggested we get in two circles, and the women on the inside and the men on the outside, and we all held hands in a circle. And I didn't know if anybody would pray, but what do you know? The guy who suggested it probably started it, and first thing I knew, prayers were going up, and the prayers were basically one idea, and that is, dear Jesus, is the way that I'm living and the decisions I'm making, are they pleasing to you, or am I missing something? And the prayers went on for maybe 30, 40 minutes, much to my amazement.
Wow, yes.
And then we stopped praying as a group, and the gentleman asked if there was anyone who wanted special prayer. Well, my husband said, yes, he did. He had problems with struggles with doubts and fears, and he would like special prayer. And then later on, my daughter came home from a youth meeting, and she said, when he asked her if she wanted special prayer, she said, I don't know, but all I know is I want what you have. And so she was seated on a chair and prayed for especially. It was just a wonderful time of drawing close to the Lord. Well, by now it was 11 o'clock, and people were leaving, going out to their cars. And my husband came back in, and I had waited for him in the living room because I wanted to talk about how things had turned out so differently than we had expected. And so we put our arms around each other, and we started to pray. And I know what I'm saying next is going to sound strange to a lot of people, but we sensed that we stood in the presence of Jesus. Not that we saw him with our eyes, but we had that sense that he was right there with us.
Yes.
And then we began to feel something. We began to feel as though someone was pouring love and joy into our hearts in an incredible way. And we stopped praying, and I asked my husband, honey, do you feel what I feel? And he said, oh, yes, honey, isn't it wonderful? And we stood in silence as the Holy Spirit began to minister to each of our needs. I was the mother of six and loved my children, loved being a mother, but felt like I was not able to give everyone the full attention that they really needed. And my husband, having lost his mother when he was two, was raised by a stepmother. And he was not, she wasn't a children person. So she did a good job of cooking the meals and doing all the work, but she didn't really interact that much with the kids. Well, now with his heart being filled with the love of Jesus, he wanted nothing more than to go and tell his mother, his stepmother, that he loved her.
Amazing.
And that was his plan to do for the next morning. He was going to get up, get dressed, and go out to her house, which was maybe about 3 miles away, and tell her that he loved her and appreciated her for all she had done.
You know, this remarkable...
Well, you know... Yeah, go ahead.
Let me just say for a second, if you're joining us and you're interested in getting information on the book is called His Grace Found Me, Finding Freedom in Christ. The author is Leona Cohen Nichols. And Leona, L-E-O-N-A, Cohen, K-O-E-H-N, Nichols, N-I-C-H-O-L-S. Book available at Amazon.com. His Grace Found Me is the name of the book. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And you will go with Leona and her family on this amazing life-changing experience that she talks about in detail in the book. Go back and pick up the story at that point. Your husband is going to talk with his stepmother.
Yeah, he's going to talk with his stepmother the next morning. And anyway, we stood there. I think we probably stood there for 30, 40, 50 minutes just drinking in the love of the Lord as it was being poured into us. And finally, we said we need to go to bed, and I as soon as we got to bed, I prayed silently, of course, Lord, if you're not there in the morning like this, I don't want to wake up. And my husband, he did something so unusual, and that is, after he had gone to bed, and I'd already fallen asleep, he got up, he got fully dressed, and we live on a farm in California, we grow almonds. And he walked out in the orchard, raising his hands and praising Jesus out loud. Well, that is so not my husband normally.
Yes.
It was very unusual. Of course, I didn't know about it till the next morning, because he came back to bed, and we both woke up in the morning, and we were in bed. But we knew that our lives had changed, and we got our kids off to school. And we sat down with our Bibles on the sofa, and we started reading. Well, I would read some verses, he would read some verses, and it was like a new book. which was crazy because his father was a minister. My father was a deacon. They read the Bible before breakfast every morning, but it was a new book. And we just were in awe at what Jesus has to say or what the Lord has to say in this divine book about what it means to love and follow Jesus. And so we did that most of the morning. And our lives literally changed that night. And we thought people would be delighted, but we started hearing over the kind of the news here and there that the ministers weren't thinking so highly of it. And we got a call from our lead minister, and he said, "Can I come over and talk with you about what happened at your house that night?" And we said, "Oh, yes, we'd love to share with you." He came. He was very somber. He was, and we shared with him what had happened and how our lives had changed and the joy that we were experiencing. He listened very, very calmly and quietly, and finally he said, "Well, Leona, you know we have a custom, and that is that when you go to visit at someone's house, and before the guests leave, you have a prayer together, but it's usually the husband of the family that has the prayer, one prayer is enough. And what you did that night was unnecessary." Well, okay. Who knew that too many prayers was too many?
Exactly.
You know, I don't know.
Yes.
And so it wasn't more than 2 weeks, I guess, before a council meeting was called. And we thought, we probably would be discussed, but we had no idea. We had a newly ordained minister who was extremely conservative, and he got up. He opened the meeting. He got up. He leaned into the pulpit, and he said, "Brethren, Satan has entered our congregation in the form of a prayer meeting, and we must get him out." And we wanted to slide under the bench.
Oh, I'm sure.
And one of the guys who, one of the guys who was at our house that night, he got up and he said, "Oh no, that's not how it was at all. It was just some young couples wanting to connect with Jesus and maybe get some answers to some of the questions they had." And when he sat down, I thought, I think he's going to be in trouble too, and he was. And that's how things started. And we had numerous, by the way, in the first council, my father, sitting way up in front where the deacons normally sit, he got up and very slowly he said, "Well, I don't know if my kids did everything right that night. I wasn't there. But I do know they have a new love for Jesus and the Word of God." And he sat down. And sensing the atmosphere, I thought, I think he said too much. And it was true. He also would eventually be excommunicated.
It's just a remarkable story. Yeah, it's such a remarkable story. And time is going by so quickly. And fortunately, it's all in the book, His Grace Found Me, Finding Freedom in Christ. Leona Cohen Nichols is the author. Book available at Amazon. All this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It ends in excommunication. And let's take a minute or so here and talk about what you were going through, the struggle that you had. You've got this church that you were born into. You thought you would be there forever.
Yes.
Suddenly, you've got a whole new feeling. You're like born again, and you had the struggle.
Yes.
How did you and the family and the others, five other families involved as well, how did you get through all of this?
It was very difficult. We had never expected anything like this. We were not people who pushed the edges, and we began to realize that we were in serious trouble. And it wasn't too long after that, another council meeting, and we were put on repentance. That is, the church officially asked you to repent. And what were we to repent of? Apparently, let's see, what did they actually call it? We had overstepped what the church what, you know, believed in.
Yes.
We had gone too far, and we needed to back up and say we were wrong. And they called it, that's right, in that council meeting, they called it a foreign spirit. We were afflicted with a foreign spirit.
Wow.
And so, of course, we were put on repentance, and we were given some time, quite a bit of time, because, you know, we had lots of friends, and we were friends with the ministers and all of those kind of things, but we had some time, and I think that it was we went through one revival meeting and then to the next one, and we knew that we would probably be dealt with that revival. And so, and people had come to visit us, a brother-in-law who is a minister from Idaho, and my husband's sister came to visit us, and they said, you know, you don't have to tell everything the Lord does for you. Maybe some things the Lord wants you to keep quiet. Well, it was a little late for that, I guess, but anyway, we had, my husband and I went to bed, and we had one more prayer, and we said, Lord, we have to know. We have to know without a doubt. Are we on the right track? Are we? Have we been deceived, as people were saying? And can you give us a very definite definite word? And we went to sleep. And I will tell you, you know, we were a family of eight living in a three-bedroom house, so the baby's crib was in our bedroom, and he wasn't a baby anymore. He was 3.5 or 4 years old, and he's sleeping in the crib. And both of us woke up at the same time, but neither had said a word. And all of a sudden, from the crib, our little son is in his sleep. You know, there's is a different sound when they're talking in their sleep.
Yes.
He is singing a song that he does not know, and as far as we know, had never heard. And the words of the song were, there's a new name written up in glory, and it's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine. And then he was silent, and he continued to sleep.
Amazing.
And my husband and I lay there in awe. I mean, literally.
I can imagine.
You know.
Yes. Here's the answer that you were looking for.
It was the answer we were looking for. And we were quiet for a little bit. And then my husband said, honey, I think there's our answer. And we're just going to follow the Lord no matter what happens. We'll follow the Lord. And it was only about 2 weeks later that one of the ministers showed up at our door and said, told us we had been excommunicated for a foreign spirit. He hoped that we would get on our knees and ask the Lord to forgive us and that we could be back in church soon. He happened to be my cousin who was a minister. He was about our age. And so that's how it all happened, you know, and we found ourselves on the outside. But did we make any changes? No. We had our kids to consider. They were in Sunday school every Sunday and all of this. And so we continued to attend church at the Livingston congregation every Sunday, just as we always had, dressed as we always did, my husband with the beard, me with the head covering. And the fifth Sunday, we were going up the steps, and I heard the voice of the Lord in my head saying, I brought you out of that. Why do you keep going back? Mm. That was a shocker. That was
yes.
a shocker.
Yes.
In other words, he's saying, I have other plans for you. And it was not easy because, you know, this is all we had ever known, all we'd
yes.
ever expected. And now here we were, hearing that he had other plans for us. And we tried to have church at home because we were a family of eight. Well, that didn't work too well. And our daughters were going to, you know, this was during the Jesus movement, and our daughters were going to a Bible study at one of the restaurants in a nearby town. And they came home and said, Mom, we've heard about this church that meets in a home in Merced. You want to try it? We'll get you the address. And we said, yes, we'll try it. And it was a church that met in a home, and they were very different than we were. They were Pentecostal background, and we were hold of a Mennonite background.
Yes.
But you know what? They opened wide their arms, and they loved us into wholeness. And we went there for an entire year. And, it was an incredible challenge to make these changes. But God led us one step at a time, and we never doubted. We never doubted that we were following him. He became more real in our lives all the time. The Bible became our guideline in a very definite way, and it was a one step at a time kind of thing.
And then eventually,
my oldest daughter wanted to start nurses training, and it was in a different town, so. We had some friends at that time who said, you know, there's a new church starting over in Turlock. You want to check it out? And I said, why not? You know, so they picked us up. And the very first Sunday we went there, one of the families invited us for Sunday dinner. And that was the way, you know, that was from our past.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
We did that in the Holderman Mennonite Church all the time. You know, you had different people over for Sunday dinner and spent the afternoon visiting and things like that. So that seemed at home. So then we started going there. And this little boy, you know, who had sung that little song for us in his sleep, he was 5 years old, I think, at that time. And he would lay his head on my lap after the first song or after the singing. He would sleep. He loved the singing. He would stay awake, and then he would put his head on my lap, sleep the entire time, and then wake up for the last song. And that little boy is now a minister, an ordained minister
such
at the church.
Such
that
a remarkable
we
story.
Attend.
I mean, all of this is so well written in Leona's book. It's boy, the time has gone by so quickly. That's why Leona wrote the book,
so
she could share this message, this journey with everyone. It's such a heartfelt, inspirational book, His Grace Found Me, Finding Freedom in Christ by Leona Cohen Nichols. And the book's available at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website. You can link on it and get the information. Leona, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. I'm going to take 30 seconds here. It sounds like life is really good today. This really, life is good.
Life is good. Yes. We're not a perfect family. I don't think there are any such.
No, no.
And we've gone through some ups and downs. But you know what? We are so blessed. All of our children are born-again believers. And our grandchildren are primarily the same. And we live out on a farm in Livingston, California, where we have an income because we have an almond orchard. And we have been blessed in so many ways. But I will have to say that we are still seen as having lost the faith by the Holderman people. And I had a cousin who recently wrote me a letter, and she says, when are you going to humble yourself and get back in the right church?
Oh.
I don't know if you know that they say they identify their church as the one only true visible church of God. They believe they're the only ones that are the really true church.
Yes.
They do have to acknowledge that other people have born-again experiences, but they call them so-called Christians. Oh, and by the way, in this book, in the back part, there are stories of five other families who went through similar kind of experiences. And
yes.
Because when I published my first book, which was Other Loves All Flee, then I had friends who said, we want to tell our stories. And I said, you can. I said, I am working on a second book called His Grace Found Me. And we can add your stories to the end of this book. And there are some fabulous stories written by, friends of ours.
Yes.
In the back part of the book.
Both of the books are available at Amazon. The first book that Leona's talking about, Other Loves All Flee, and the new book that contains the extra, the five stories, five other families, His Grace Found
yes.
Me. The book is His Grace Found, yes. Mate Finding Freedom in Christ. Leona Cohen-Nichols has been our guest on the program. Leona, thank you so much for sharing your story. The book is available at Amazon. A pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me. You know, we're excited. Jesus is number one in our lives, and we wish that were true for everyone, because it's a wonderful thing to know that the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords loved you so much that he called you to be part of his family, and that we will be forever with the Lord when we leave this earth. What, is there anything better?
No.
I can't imagine anything better.
We can feel that sense in your voice, and it's been such a pleasure to have you on the program. And again, Leona's book, His Grace Found Me, Finding Freedom in Christ, available at Amazon. Of course, all this information online at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.